You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Tell us your story. How did you start your missionary work in the Philippines?
I came here in 1990. Mm-hmm. It was as the result of our congregation was talking about wanting to see the world through the eyes of the poor. And when we looked at where we weren't in Asia, and the majority of the people live in Asia, and majority of the poor are in Asia. So we decided we'd set up a mission in Asia, and we chose the Philippines, so I volunteered to come here.
Okay, have you visited the Philippines before?
I'd been once before, and I knew some Filipinos in Australia.
Okay, so for almost 3 decades of staying in the Philippines, why did you stay and why are you so much connected to the Filipino people?
I think I've stayed because I just love the Filipino people, and I found so much love from them too, I guess. And because I've been mostly with rural poor or urban poor, I've also seen their suffering, you know, and I call them my friends. Mm-hmm. And when they're your friends and your heart goes out to them, you have to stand by them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've given them some projects for, like, organic farming and all, but that, you know, when a system is geared against them, it calls you to something more as well, to be with them when they're asking for, you know, to change policies, change structures, that sort of thing. So,
What are some of your fondest memories in the Philippines, Sister Pat?
I mean, I think one of the, like I was actually at, some people were being thrown, it was the time when there was a problem in Clark Air Base, and the farmers were being thrown off, and I was with the farmers and with the one of the farmer leaders I knew well, and of course they're shouting, you know, foreigners go home, foreigners go home. And I said to him, oh, I better leave. And he said, you're not a foreigner, you're a Filipino.
Okay.
And recently, like part of the, I went to a fact finding, but one of the areas I went to in Tagum, the Mabai, it's a banana plantation, the Panday. I'd been there a couple of times when they were struggling for their land. And they had been in this very onerous contract for 10 years and they didn't want to sign the contract again. It was their land under the law reform, so they didn't sign the contract, but the Panday, the corporation, hired goons to fire at them and et cetera, you know, and throw them off the land. So I'd been down at that stage. Then when there was a new Department of Agrarian Reform secretary who was the first farmer who'd ever been there, he installed them back in the land. Now, when I went down this time, they're very poor still, but they're growing, their corn was really high, the other vegetables, and even though they're poor, there's a new life in them. You know, those sorts of things really, so it's worthwhile.
So, Sister Pat, I'd like to go back to what you answered a while ago, that someone was saying that you have to go back to your country, and then somebody defended you as well, that you have to stay. So do you feel that you were really accepted?
Yeah, and I mean, just by the response that's now, of not only church people, but a lot of, we had a lovely, it was really a sort of a prayer service, but people speaking from the urban poor and saying, please don't leave us, please don't go. You know, I mean, those sort of things bring me to tears.
Did it ever cross your mind before that standing up for the poor, educating farmers about their rights and helping out the marginalized people would one day make you someone being tagged as an undesirable alien?
It hadn't crossed my mind because I've never been really a public person.
Okay.
I always joke because often they didn't want me to speak because my Australian English is slang and my Tagalog is even more slang. It never crossed my mind because I just do what I do because I like the people.
So it never really crossed your mind that one day this thing would happen to you, right?
No, it was all a shock to me, actually.
Yeah. As a Catholic nun, especially that, you know, when you're alone with your thoughts, what runs in your mind after you heard about the comments made by President Duterte?
I mean, really, I sort of haven't taken much not much notice. But, you know, like I know what the people I know say about me, and that's more important to me than, yeah. Okay. I mean, the problem is he keeps saying I have to go. That's what's very difficult.
Okay.
But rather things that he said, I sort of think, well, he doesn't know me. He's never met me.
Okay, so what's important to you are the people who are there, the people who are closest to you. Their opinion matters most than what the president is saying now, right?
Yeah, much more.
There's a lot of Filipinos standing up for you now, Sister Pat. Mm. So there's a lot of pray-overs as well, different meetings that you attended. How do this all make you feel?
Well, I mean, the other day, because everybody's been saying I look so calm and smiling, I'm thinking, I hadn't, but, you know, like... I feel like crying sometimes, you know, because it's just overwhelming that I never expected such support. And, you know, like I've just had another mass here from the Jesuits. You know, it's just, it's amazing that, because it's, part of it is the church is under attack because they're trying to confine the role of the church to teaching catechism, converting people, giving a few projects. And that's not the role. And so the church people here are saying, hey, that's not our role. You can't define our role of you know, what it means to work for a kingdom of justice, peace, and love. It's more than that. So,
You said in your interview that what you stand for, human rights and justice for the poor, are all what the Catholic Church stands for. So what would be your comment that how you were shaped, like including your values, morality, religious belief, or how you are as a human, is being dragged into the political realm?
I mean, I just had a homily before from the priest, and he's saying, actually, in a way, it's political. Because you're talking about the policies that affect people, you're talking about a system that affects people, but it's part of our Christian mission to encourage people to speak up for themselves about what's stopping them from having a dignified life.
Okay.
But it's not partisan politics. It's not the same as saying, I vote for the president, you know, this president or that president, or I don't.
Can you further add into that? Yep.
Well, I suppose because our congregation was founded by a Jew who was Catholic, but, you know, that whole Jewish thing is very concrete and rooted in how to build a just society. And I think that's what the basis of our, you know, our biblical spirituality, that God hears the cry of the poor. God wants that, you know, all people to live, have a fullness of life. So that's where it's coming from, I think.
It's more of like speaking up when you know that, you know, the political side is overshadowing your beliefs or your values.
And it's promoting the values. Now, if they conflict with what's happening, you can call it political, but we call it our religious duty, you know?
All right, sure. What are your plans, Sister Pat, if the due process that you are asking for would not be given to you and you have to go back in Australia?
I haven't thought that. I mean, at this stage, the lawyers are trying to do everything they can, and they will try and seek a restraining order if I'm not given due process, but... You know, of course, if we can't do that, you know, you can't stay in the country illegally because it's up to every country of who they let in and who they don't.
Okay, but do you want to come back, if ever, in the Philippines?
Well, I would come back if I could. They've said to me, you know, the Bureau of Immigration said, oh, well, you can come back as a tourist, which is, you know, but I've got a deportation order. But, yeah, I couldn't come back as a tourist because that's not what our life's about.
I mean,
I don't mind. Look, I've enjoyed seeing some nice places in the Philippines, but that's not the basis.
Because I'm thinking as well, Sister Pat, that you are now 71 years old, right? Probably at one point in your life, you would think of like retiring, right? So where would you want to retire? Like, for example, would you want to stay there in the Philippines or here in Melbourne?
Well, I mean, probably practically... I would think of going back to Melbourne. You know, physically I cannot, you know, because it's a difficult life physically here.
Yeah.
But I hadn't quite planned on it at this stage of the piece.
Yeah. So you haven't planned any yet, right? As of now.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's okay, Sister Pat.
But that would be probably where I'd look at eventually.
You are a Catholic nun. What would be your prayer to God that you want Him sincerely to answer?
Well, I think my prayer to God and is that, you know, somehow we can have justice, we can have peace, that human rights will be respected here in the, not only in the Philippines, but all over. But because I'm particularly involved, that would be my prayer, that someday all people can live in peace and harmony. And yeah.
So peace and harmony. That's two of the priorities. Okay. Thank you very much, Sister Pat. And please.
Thank you very much, too.
Amidst this tough time, take care of yourself.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.